This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Mindful Monday meditation. My name is Juan Sangüesa, and I'll be guiding the session today. We're going to be practicing a very cool exercise, which is mainly about choosing where to place our attention and trying to sustain our attention on something relatively neutral, like the sensations of the breath or sensations in the body, maybe the hands or the feet, even sounds. We can work with sounds as well. So we're going to be doing a little sequence going from sounds to the body to the breath, so you can find what works best for you. And this is one of the best things I think about this type of practice, which is we can use our own intuition and wisdom to find out what's best for us in a given moment. So you're not supposed to follow whatever I say blindly and focus on whatever I'm focusing on, but rather you can choose something that's best for you in that particular moment. So I find that really, really, really cool, because I don't have to follow some random guidance, you know, maybe listening to a YouTube video or something, and then having to do that exactly the way the teacher is guiding. But I can, moment by moment, see if that works for me or not. So when I'm doing my practice, with or without guidance, I start by doing a technique, for instance, focus on the breath, or focus on rest in the body, or maybe even focusing on the activity of the mind. But if at some point I sense or feel the need to focus on something else, I can do that. And that's amazing. So we're going to try and do that today. I'm going to be giving you some simple and I hope clear instructions while we're doing the practice. And you'll be checking out with yourself if what we're doing is what works for you or not. So we're going to try these different types of options to focus on, and yeah, that's what we're gonna do. So we can start by finding a comfortable posture. If you're seated, it's best, I think, to have both feet on the ground, so you can have a stable and comfortable posture. But you could do this while standing, lying down on your bed, even walking, even in motion. So we can start by taking a few deeper breaths. Letting the exhale be a little bit longer if you can, extending the exhale a little bit. And now I will invite you to open your awareness to the sounds that you can hear. We do this with a open, receptive stance. Sounds can come from anywhere. We don't need to keep track of all the sounds, so we don't have to try too hard. We can be relaxed and just pay attention to the sounds that are happening right now for you. There can be a lot of other stuff going on, sensations in the body, thoughts, even emotions. And we can let all of that keep going, doing their dance, but in the background, because we're not paying attention to those things right now. We're intentionally, on purpose, directing our attention to the sounds that we can hear. So, in a sense, although it's pretty simple, it's also very radical and strange to do for our minds, because our minds probably have many other important stuff and things to worry about. So it's a way of exercising this capacity that we all have of directing our attention on purpose to whatever we deem relevant at a given moment. So we keep coming to the sounds. And in the same way that we practice with the sounds, we can practice with our bodies. So when you want, see if you can bring your attention to your body with the same open and relaxed stance. Just noticing whatever you can notice right now. Maybe sensations of touch with the floor, the chair, or the bed. The weight of the body. Sensations of temperature. Some sensations can be pleasant, some sensations can be neutral, Some can be unpleasant. Maybe there's pain, tension, some itch somewhere. And we practice noticing and allowing the sensations to be just as they are in this moment. We're not trying to fix or change anything. Just notice and allow the sensations to do whatever they want to do. Maybe they want to expand, get bigger. Maybe they vibrate, undulate. Maybe they contract, get smaller. Maybe some of them disappear. We're just observing with interest, with curiosity, openness to the experience, moment by moment. And in this field of sensations of the body, we can find the sensations associated with the normal breath, not breathing deeply, the way we did at the beginning, but the normal breath without trying to control it, without changing its rhythm. Just noticing, where can you feel the movement of the breath? Maybe the abdomen, maybe the movements of the chest, the ribs, maybe the fine sensations of the air entering your nostrils. See where you can find those sensations more easily, where the sensations are more easy to detect and follow. And we're gonna practice for a while, focusing our attention on those sensations. And if for any reason you prefer to focus somewhere else in the body, maybe the hands or the feet, or somewhere else where the sensations are neutral for you, or even go back to sounds, here's where you can choose and use your own intuition to find the best object for yourself. And we're going to start by keeping in mind that we don't need to do this perfectly. So we must resist the temptation of doing perfectly, like Marvin says. The main practice here is choosing an anchor for your attention, a home base, so we can train our attention to stay with those sensations or sounds, knowing that it's very likely that our minds are gonna pull our attention somewhere else, somewhere that needs to be paid attention to, some problem or plan or thing we remember we have to do tomorrow or tonight. That's completely normal. That's the main job of our minds. So we're doing something radically simpler than that. We're focusing on something that doesn't need to be paid attention to. So that's the tricky part. When that happens and you realize that you've been thinking or daydreaming or pondering about something, we can actually include that in the meditation. That's where mindfulness comes in, the ability, the awareness to actually notice and become aware of what's that. We can see what pulled our attention, and we can use a label to note that thinking, planning, thinking, worrying. And then we can bring the attention back to the home base, to the breath, to the sensations of the breath that I can detect right now, or to the sounds or sensations in some other part of the body. Okay, so I'll be silent for a while so we can practice together in silence. We can always reconnect with the breath, with the sensations that we can feel right now, with the sounds, and come back to the present moment without having to reject or change anything. Thoughts and emotions can keep going. We don't need to solve everything right now. We can come back and be here with this breath. Feeling the in-breath the out-breath unfolding, dissolving. Finding the joy in the simplicity of the practice. Okay, we're going to be ending the meditation there. So thank you. Thank you all for your practice. It's really good to be able to be practicing with you all. And I would invite you to take a moment to see what happened. In terms of, is there any change you can feel or sense from before we began to now? I always try to pay attention to that because for me it's amazing. It's like, how come paying attention to the breath or whatever, you know, can change my state of mind, my mood, my energy, even my happiness? I find that amazing. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.